I'm driving. August turned a petulant look on Ricardo. I beg your pardon? I found the car and hotwired it. I'm driving. Ricardo glared at him. August held his gaze, then huffed and wriggled his way into the passenger seat, muttering, "Son of a bitch," as he moved. Ricardo ignored his protests. He was too on edge right now to even bother enjoying his rival's unhappiness, and slid into the driver's seat. As Ricardo drove, August wisely put on his seatbelt. Drumming his fingers on the door, he looked at Ricardo. Okay, so we know who's probably behind this, but we need to figure out what their game plan was for tonight. We? Ricardo shook his head. No. August pushed out an impatient breath. Oh, listen, numbnuts, I know you're not my biggest fan, but we're in this together, so let's... No, we're not. Ricardo glared straight ahead. Whatever the plan was for us tonight, someone wanted us in the same place at the same time. If either of us is going to survive long enough to figure out what's going on, we should be as far apart as possible. You don't think two heads are better than one? Not when there's a bullseye on both of those heads. He tapped his nails on the wheel. Ricardo shrugged tightly as he followed the mostly deserted street out of the neighborhood and headed for downtown. We were both there to kill Baldwin, and at least one very powerful person tied to the mob was on the guest list. I'm not going to take for granted that that's a coincidence. August was blessedly quiet for a moment, but it didn't last. We need to get in contact with who hired us, and trace it back to whoever is actually behind this. August paused, then added a bitchy, It's probably Victor. It has to be, that conniving asshat.